Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Yes, Kodesh Tov tomorrow.
Shavuot Tov, Kodesh Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Kodesh Tov.
We will count the Omer. Last night was the 14th day of the Omer. We'll start with
Judy.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
We're on step one of tonight. Last night was the 14th day of the Omer. Hashem Yechud Kudsha Barisu Ishkinte Dixilu Urkinu Urkinu Utsilu Leachta Hashem Yote Bavase The Yehuda Shalin Vishem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayem Lekayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer Lasot Nachat Ruach Leotzreinu Belasot Ratzon Boreinu Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konene Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Step two, the additional verses, starting with Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohei Yigmor Beadi Adonai Chazdecha Leolam Maaseh Adicha El Tereh. Psalm 57:3. Echra Elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor alayich va'erech mitposeset. Pedamayich va'yomar lach pedamayich hayi. Va'yomar lach pedamayich hayi. Psalms 104:1-2. Barchi nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohai Gadalta Meod Hod Wehadar Lavashta Ote Or Kesalma Note Shemaim Step three, the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yud Hei Vav Hei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Chamisha Esir Yom LaOmer Shehem Shnei Shavuot V'Yom Echad. Today is the 15th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 1 day. The number 15 connects us to Hashem. It's on Rosh Chodesh. And the permutation for the month of Iyar is Yud Hey Hey Vav. Please join me in saying that a few times because it is Rosh Chodesh. We will do our connection tomorrow night at the same time. And we will be more extensive in our discussion. Yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa. The letters pay and vav, yo hey hey wa. Yo, hey, hey, wa. The inner lights. Parachaman hu yachazir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mhera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. The menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at the 15th word and also at the 15th letter in verse 5. Lam natseah bim ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu Ya'er panav itanu selah La da'at ba'aretz darkecha Yekol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha amim. Amim is the 15th word. And this word translates as nations. Or in the frame of the permutation, it means sea people. Or people of the sea. In Torah, sea is a code word for Torah. So that it can also be a nation or people of Torah. In what ways can you increase your traits that promote your Torah study? How can you motivate others to increase their Torah study? Elohim Yoducha Min Kulam. Ismechu v'raninu. Le'umi. The letter Yud is the 15th letter. Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name and represents both the number 10 and also the number 20. When it's spelled out, Yud Vav Dalet. It represents in Kabbalah direct light and returning light. How can you increase your vessel? By doing binding by striking. How do you understand binding by striking? How do you use binding by striking in your life? How can you increase that? How can you change yourself to use binding by striking more frequently? Mim ki tishpot amim bishor ulumim ba'aretz tanem selah. Yoducha min Elohim, Yoducha min Kulam, Eretz Natna Yevola Yevarkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu, Yevarechecha, Yevarkeinu Elohim V'yiru, Oto Kalaf Se'aretz. Yana Bekoach. Ana bekoach, gedulat shemincha, tatir zerura. Aleph bet gimel yud tav tzadi. Gabel rinat, amcha sagbenu. Taharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor. The letter Nun of Na is the letter, the 15th letter in the 5th verse. And the letter Nun connects to falling as the consciousness of falling. We can utilize it as a vaccine against falling, to prevent falling. How do you self-destruct within your life? What character trait is causing you to self-destruct? What traits can you change to prevent these self-destructive acts and actions? Dorshe Yehuda Kival Vacham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. This is the verse that we stop when we're doing the permutation for the Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey wa. Barchem tacharem drachame sipkata Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditah Gimel Tassin Kadosh Biro Tufa Nael Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kut. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumah. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. In step eight, the number of journeys in the desert. The 15th journey was to leave Chatzveret and camp in Rizpa. Rithma, also known as Kadesh Barnea, was the place from where the spies were sent to scout out the land of Israel. They returned with the slanderous report, defaming the land and causing panic amongst the Jewish people. Hence, the place was named Rithma, which in Hebrew means a broom, the term used to describe an evil tongue. That's a comment by Rashi. Another commentator, Rokeach, writes that Ritma is the gematria of Lashon Hara, evil speech. What can he give you, and what can he add to you, you deceitful tongue? Sharpened arrows of a mighty man with coals of brooms. These are two verses from Psalms that express the idea of the meaning of the word Ritma. Some say that many brooms, rotem, trees, grew in this place. Brooms, like a deceitful tongue, are leafless and tolerate, and often thrive best in poor soils and growing conditions. In cultivation, they need little care. Rizman has the in Hebrew, but when you permutate the letters, you can also find the words matur, which translates as what tour. And the spies had been instructed by Moshe to be tourists and not spies. They came back as spies. The question we need to ask ourselves is, are we a spy or a tourist living in the physical world? Because our physical world is not our home. Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tsevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata usfartem lachem, Vimacharat ha-shabbat miyom ha-viyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tehina Vimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shvit ha-sefiru kamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizo ha-matam Uvechein yehi ratzon, milfanecha Hashem, Eloheinu, Elohe avoteinu, shebizchut sefirat haomer, shesafarti hayom, yetukan mashevagamti, sefira eset shebetiferet. Chesed means loving kindness. Tiferet is the balance point. It translates typically as beautiful, beauty. What is loving kindness at the balance point? Chesed is expanding love. The balance point doesn't overdo it. Many people confuse the words chesed and rachamim, which is compassion, which is one of the attributes of Tiferet. What is the difference between loving kindness and mercy, compassion? Do you get justice through mercy? These are things to contemplate this day, this 15th day that connects to Hashem, who has these attributes of loving kindness and mercy. How do they manifest differently? The more you contemplate this, the more you will learn about these sefirot, and the more they will help you in your life. V'yet Taher, V'yet Kadesh, B'kdusha Shel Ma'ala, Amen Selah. The Tzadikim who left this day which is the 30th day of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Iyar. Rabbi Yaakov ben Rav, Rabbeinu Machari ben Rav, Rabbi Chaim Vital, the main student of the Ari, his writings form the basis of the teachings of Kabbalah, along with the Zohar. Rabbi Avraham Broidy of Frankfurt, Rabbi Netanya Weil, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel of Drobich, Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. The prophet associated with Chesed Shebet Tiferet is Shemaiah, the man of Elohim. You'll find him in chapter 12 of 1 Kings. And the 49 women connected by Sephirah, Chesed Shebet Tiferet, are Shifra and Pua. These are the midwives in Egypt. These are Miriam and Jochebed, her mother, the mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, connecting to the verse in Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29 from the Sulam commentary. I'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud kud shabaritu ishkinte vitzilu urhimu utkilu utkilu urhimu leakta Lishem yudhe bavavte Yehuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'ayinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Wittata Kolai hu kishot v'yovada dikshot v'lei lach mila b'yalma divayei barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulam haga v'ya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun v'kolai tzderish b'yalma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. And it has been a number of days that we did not say this. We just recently started saying it again when I heard about the rockets in the south of Israel, which became quite large during Shabbat. Wisam ti makom leamili Israel undati wishakan takta willow yirgaz od willow yosifu bene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We will say one more verse, which is the study of the verse that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. This is the energy of the year 5779, which is to become wise. The verse is from Psalms. It's from chapter 139. It's verse 21. Halo Mesanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Hewa Esna komecha et kotat. Do not, I hate them, Hashem, that hate thee, and do not I strive with those that rise up against thee. Tonight's class is from the Parashat Kiddushim. Kiddushim is usually read along with Achrei Mot together. You'll find the handout on the unique astrological times links. Excuse me. You'll find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column will lead you to a landing page with all of the parashas. If you scroll down to the parasha of Kiddushim and click on that link, it will open to a landing page that has the sections of the parasha. Tonight, we will start with section 6. And we will see if we will do 2 sections or 3 sections tonight. Does anybody have any questions? We are starting with Pasuk 55. We've said the L'shem Yichud. Ata Rabbi Shimon Ve'amar Im Kol Da Berabu Prahayavin Kol Ahu Bikareya Tehaketiv Kabed Et Avicha Weukmu HaRabbanan Et Lerabot Achich Agadol Veafilu Mikol Sitraihu Meporashala Peoraita Bashagam Zehebel Vilahawa Leadam Kadmaa Birakadma Mineya Ukmuha Rabbanan Bashagam Zemoshe Bibra Dimalka Bikolatar Ant Bukhra Misitra De Ilana De Chaye De Hotov Wera Ant Huto Vahi Dikti Vayar Elohim Eka Or Kito Vatere Oto Kito Hu. The translation. Rabbi Shimon commenced saying, despite all this, being the firstborn son, which alludes to the faithful shepherd, all his brothers are obligated to honor him, as it is written, honor your father. And the sages have established that the particle et, which really has no translation, but the commentator here said that it means the, includes your older brother, whom you need to honor. In every aspect it is explained in the Torah regarding you. For that, the Hebrew word is beshagam, namely Abel, indicates that Moses was the soul of Abel. Adam had no son before him. As Cain is from the aspect of the serpent, and Abel from the aspect of Adam. The sages established that Bishagam is Moses, since Bishagam has the same numerical value as Moses. The son to the king in every respect. You are the firstborn from the aspect of the tree of life, of good and evil. You are good, as the verse states. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. And when she saw that he was a goodly child. This means the angel Memtet is called the tree of life of good and evil. And Moses is the good aspect thereof. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The physical firstborn is Cain, yet the Zohar is teaching that Abel is the firstborn. To fully understand, we need to know what is the energy of the being the firstborn. Pasuk 56. Umitaman kara yata kujka berichu Ebed ne'eman Levatar selikat lemechewe malka Tahidikti vahibishurun Melech levatar Ben bayit le'ela melech mesitra Demalchut divriya Ben Bait Misitra Divina Divriya Kean Ant Melech Misitra Dilana Demalkuta Atsilut Ben Bait Misitra Divenya Tiferet Atsilut Saka hulakach uman karim lachta begindi ishtadalutach batora uva mitzvah liyachada kudshabarichu ushkinteya liya'ala malka alatreya we'al mishir yateya Ve'ela we'al Yisrael etata. The translation. And from there, the Holy One, blessed be He, called you faithful servant, since servant comes from the aspect of Memtet. Later you were promoted to be king, as the verse states. And he was a king in Yeshurun. Then you were a member of the Most High household. You were a king from the aspect of Malchut of Briah, a member of the household from the aspect of Bina of Briah. Now you are a king from the aspect of the tree of Malchut of Atzilut, a member of the household from the aspect of Yud-He, Tiferet of Atzilut. Fortunate is your lot. What brought this about for you? Your studious involvement in Torah and the precept to unify the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah, to bring the king to his post, over his hosts on high and on Israel below? My commentary. Firstborn son is being described in this pasuk. Actually, the spiritual growth process to become a firstborn son. Pasuk 57. Ugin kach yartin kuhu nishmatin da'atzilut meneya v'yizkeriyu v'nidileya Mishem Yud Dalet Vav Dalet De Atzilut Delet Taman Beirud U Wechitzut Viv Kad Meita Yitmar Behu Benin Bekut Shabarichu Ushkin Teya Mitzad Hashem Devaria Itmar Beya Barati you Yitzarti you Afasiti you Ukan Banim La yud dalet vav dalet ba'atzilut. The translation. Because of this, they all inherit from him souls of Atzilut, and are thus called his children, of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh of Atzilut, where there exists no division or mutilation. At first it is mentioned about them that they are children of the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah, from the aspect of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh of the world of Briah, as it is written concerning Him, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him, meaning that he created him from the aspect of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh of Briah, formed him from Yetzirah, and also made him from the aspect of Asiyah. Now they have become children of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh of Atzilut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Contemplate this pasuk to learn what is the energy of a firstborn son. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? If we go on to section 7, Pasuk 58, Uvachit Kayayam Bikudadihi Mitzvah Yisrael Lahamid Alehem Melech Tahidikil Shom Tasim Alecha Melech Beit Kayam Bach Vayehi Bishurun Melech Tad Bekad Beita Bekulu Mid Nahagin Avad Rach Taevarim Bemit Nahagin Kulhu Bitnua Bemishmeta Beit Pashta Beit Pasht Al Kol Ever Begin De Keter El Yonant Behe Meutar Beyad veya ila tailot, ihu keter al kola, tamir ganis milgav, mineya, lumineya, it peshat, al kol sefiran sader, lon lemecheve. Da rav da ze'er v'da benoni v'antig lon liruteya v'nahir behu kasher lon yachid lon. The translation. With you is the precept that was given to Israel, to appoint a king over them, fulfilled, as the verse says, then you may appoint a king over you. First it was fulfilled in relation to you, and he was a king in Yeshurun, as he was the first king of Israel. Everyone followed you, like limbs aching, all acting, all with the strength of the movement of the soul that spreads into each limb. It is due to a supernal crown that you will be adorned with, in which is the cause of all causes. It is Keter over all, hidden and concealed in its innermost being. From it, it spreads to all the Sephirot, and organizes them so that Chesed should be prominent. Judgment should be small, and mercy intermediate. He guides them according to his will, shines within them, binds them, and unifies them. My commentary. This describing how Keter unites Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet with Hashem. The words prominent, intermediate, and small are unclear to me in this context. Pasuk 59. Israel become a goat, Tavin Dilea, Utsader, Kolhaki Kazelea, Habakor Bikiv Korato, the Hatsair Kis Eruto, Uvenoni Kifum. Gargeya ut kasher lon kasher echad lagabe avuhon devishmaya lemecheve kuhu besafa perura levarka lekud shabrihu ul kadsheya ul yachadeya Bedarga dilach b'macha shava, dilach la'atzilut, dilach itkayam. Bach v'atzalti min charuach asher alecha, v'shamti alehem. Kum itar. Befi duda lehakriv saro shel amalek. The translation. Similarly, you shall be leader of Israel with all of its good traits of Keter, and arrange each and every one properly, the oldest according to his seniority, the youngest according to his youth, and the intermediate according to his level. You will bind them into one knot to their Father in heaven, that they may all in clear language bless the Holy One, blessed be he. Sanctify him and unify him according to your level, your thoughts, your atzilut, and there should be fulfilled with you. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them. Arise, awaken yourself to the mitzvot of erasing the seed of Amalek. My commentary. Remember, Amalek is doubt. With this and Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse becomes clear as written. Pasuk 60. Ishimo v'aviv tirau v'gomer v'kudada t'kabera v'em t'itzterich Barnash lebi chabe avo, umei mea, ulo kirlon, kimad itsterich, Barnash leo kirlea, lakut shabarichu, nisitra dirucha, diyahav begave, begavea, umi palminea, Akeets derich le'aliokir le'avolu yimeya. Misitra degufadi le'ya. Umidchal mincho. Tehainun mishtatav tatfim. Bekud shabarim. Dali Hebu Shutafin Bidhilu Vikara. You shall revere every man his mother and his father. This precept is to honor father and mother, for one needs to fear father and mother and honor them. Just as man needs to honor the Holy One, blessed be he, and fear him from the aspect of the spirit that he encased within him, so too he must honor his father and mother from the aspect of his body and fear them, since they participated with the Holy One, blessed be he, to form his body. Since they are partners in the action, they are partners in fear and honor. The pasuk is clear as written. I'll remind you that where you see the word fear, you can substitute the word awe, because the word that is being translated has both aspects. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? It's also the end of our class, because the next section, section 8, is a little longer, and we will not have time to complete it. Tomorrow's class, or classes, one at 10:30. We'll continue our process of learning about the holidays, preparing for Lag BaOmer, preparing for many other things. Our 3 o'clock class will be Advanced Reincarnation, continuing that series of classes. And at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have our Rosh Chodesh connection to connect with the second day, the actual Rosh Chodesh Aleph, or Rosh Chodesh Bet, which is the Aleph of Iyar. Does anyone have any questions? Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov, have a beautiful month. I hope to see you in one, if not all, of our classes tomorrow. Shalom, Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov.
Shalom.
You too. Shalom.
Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov.
Thank you, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.